Genregeschehen wird präsentiert von podriders.de, das Podcast-Netzwerk. Genregeschehen. Der Podcast über den unkonventionellen Film. Mit Daniel Schröckert, André Hecker und Tino Hahn.
Moin Moin und hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem weiteren Spezial hier bei Genregeschehen. Wir haben ja im Zuge des Fantasy Filmfests dieses Jahr diverse Interviews geführt. Eins hattet ihr bisher schon gehört mit Fabrice Duvels und jetzt folgt hier das zweite mit Jon Evrenol, den die meisten von euch von Baskin kennen dürften. Der türkische Regisseur ist im Horror und im Genre zu Hause und hat schon so einige tolle Werke hervorgebracht. Und jetzt ist er zurück mit seinem neuesten Film Sayara, ein Revenge-Thriller mit extremer Brutalität. Und wir dürfen mit ihm sprechen, ein sehr angenehmer Gesprächspartner. Und auch dieses Interview ist nur auf Englisch, deswegen alle, die des Englischen nicht so mächtig sind, tut uns sehr leid. Wir versuchen immer Lösungen zu finden, um euch auch das Ganze als Transkript zum Nachlesen, vielleicht auch als Übersetzung zur Verfügung zu stellen. Bis dahin erstmal nur auf Englisch. Und ja, wir wünschen euch jetzt viel Spaß mit dem Interview mit Jon Evrenol. Wir sitzen hier im Savoy-Kino gerade mit dem Regisseur Jon Evrenol, der hier seinen neuen Film präsentiert hat, Sayara, nachdem ihr ihn von Baskin wahrscheinlich schon kennt. Und wir gehen jetzt ins Gespräch mit ihm rein. Hi Jon, nice to meet you. How are you and how is your experience so far with Fantasy Film Fest?
Hello, I'm super happy to be here. I love these type of festivals above anything else, I think, to meet with those crazy genre fans in this festival, because I think I'm a genre fan first. And then I became a filmmaker. You know, I was a horror film fan, going to these all these films and like watching all these different kind of crazy movies and like seeing the director. Oh, what else did he do? Watching all those other movies and like just being a horror geek, you know?
Yeah. So you're a fan of old movies. I read in different articles also. So what's your not like my favorite movie? But I read you like Fulci and stuff.
Yeah. Look, I'll show you. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beyond.
We just saw tattoos of The Beyond and Texas Chainsaw Massacre on his arm. It's amazing.
Yeah, I have a They Live tattoo here. You can see there's a hereditary here. Because like when you grow up with Steven Spielberg movies and stuff, you love it, but you can't. You're intimidated, you know? You can't say, oh, I'm going to be a filmmaker. How are we going to be a filmmaker? You know, like, it's so expansive and so big, especially, like, in the 90s. Yeah. So when I was introduced to Lucio Fulci movies, like, one day, I think I was watching Zombie 2 or something, and I'm looking at it, like, I'm shocked. I'm 19, 18, just discovering all these crazy horror films for the first time. And I'm like, oh, my God, you can make movies like this? I mean, it looks terrible, but there's something in it. It's, like, in its heart. Like it still works. It's like in a punk concert, like the speaker is terrible and the voice quality is terrible, but the way he's screaming on stage, you're like, okay, you feel it, you know, you feel it. So that was my inspiration, I think. And also like very slow art house movies, like Gus Van Sant movies, some Turkish art house movies like Zeki Demirkubuz and Nuri Bilge Ceylan movies, which kind of gave me, all right, I can go like really slow art house, and then when I'm gonna go action, I can go really like Lucio Fulci. Like, you know, maybe I can combine this grindhouse and art house together and tell stories like that.
Okay, so you became quite famous in the genre sector with Baskin, of course. So now you're back with the new movie Sayara. So you showed it first here in Germany at Fantasy Film Fest. It was already shown in Berlin last week. Now tonight we saw it here in Hamburg. So how was the reaction for you? How was the feedback from the audience for you?
It was great, especially in Berlin. There were like many Turks in the audience, and also it was interesting for me to get their reaction too, because in Turkey, yes, it was on three theaters across the country, but here this is like genre people who go to a genre film festival, you know, and they see a Turkish movie. So it was very touching for me. And we did Neuchâtel, NIF as the world premiere, Paris L'Étrange, now this, and then from here we do Motalex, and just today our US premiere announced, which is going to be Beyond Fest in LA. So I'm super happy, man. This is like, it means a lot to me to connect with audiences in this type of festivals.
The Turkish community, do they have other like impression of your movies than like European or US fans? Do they see other things in your movie because they like see where you, some inspiration from you come from your culture?
I mean, when you say Turkish audiences, like everybody has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Really, like even my friends, my close friends, like everybody is approaching this from a different angle. Because
okay.
At the end of the day, it's very niche. You know, Turkish audiences' experience of genre movies are almost always foreign. Always, you know, like a Turkish genre movie, Turkish horror movies are like really done by people who don't love cinema, just money-grabbing films. Do you know all these djinn movies?
Yeah.
So like outside Turkey, I'm really proud to say I'm a horror filmmaker, you know, because I'm a protest artist. But in Turkey, when I say I'm a horror filmmaker, it's like, what? Like as if you're saying I'm a porn director or something, you know? Unless they literally know my name,
yeah.
It doesn't really mean anything, like if I go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So in that sense, like what they watch is very niche. Sometimes they love it even more because of this, and sometimes they're a bit like they can't associate, you know, Turks being in this type of a, especially Baskin, because Sayara was like more realistic. Sayara is like my first film, which has like no fantastic elements. But Baskin, for them, lots of it's interesting. But there was a very minority of people saying. Hearing these characters speak Turkish was like off-putting for them.
Oh.
I'm like, why? Because they're not used to it. That's like, it's really interesting. Yeah.
Do you think or do you see like Turkish cinema getting more into genre in the future? Or was there any change in the past, or is it lost?
No, I mean like Baskin was 9 years ago, right? Like nobody comes at like. It didn't start like a little wave or anything,
yeah.
You know, and you know. Intellectual cinema people in Turkey, they still like don't consider like my films in as part of competition for festival films or like you know, it's not in any of the digital platforms, you know. I'm like a pirate filmmaker, you know.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, that makes this movie so special because you are summoning this culture and putting it into horror and in like stylized good horror movies, which people love. So Sayara, as you just said, has no supernatural elements. So it's the first movie, it's very gritty, it's very dark, but it's very like grounded in the topics of like rape and revenge and like family, going all in for your family. So what was your like, how did you came up with the script and what was your... what you want to say with the movie, like it's all your motives are often like family, it's childbirth, it's very grounded, yeah, in the past, so it friendship, so it's very very natural things which are based on your movies, so it's very important. And why do you connect these things so with so likely with horror themes?
Well, I think I'm very intuitive when I'm writing and directing.
Yeah.
I try to like whatever genre or whatever theme I'm writing, when I'm writing, I want to enjoy it first. Because if I'm like very meticulous on like, okay, story arc and character and everything, and then I'm bored while I'm writing it. So I try to like, okay, I do make a skeleton, but when I'm writing the scenes, I try to just bring it close to my heart, bring it close to home. And I try to see where the character goes in a way, you know. It sounds a bit romantic, but like also some of my author friends like describe their writing process exactly like this.
Okay.
So I think that's why I'm violence, sexuality, sometimes in a pornographic way, sometimes in a Freudian way, and family. These three are like essential to, like, I don't know, I think they're the most important things in life, you know, like also you can take family as a social unit or you can take it as a social claustrophobia, or you can take it as a cult, small cult, big cult, you know.
I don't know. Like a cult, like in Baskin.
Yes, yes. And all my movies have a cult, I think. Housewife has a cult. And also here in Sayara, the government is kind of filling the position of a cult. They are all connected. And if you come to think of it, every character in the movie is connected to a political figure. You know, like the Turkish guys are connected to the senator, and like they're all connected to the Turkish government. And then the Sayara's father is kind of connected to Putin in a crazy way. So like, yeah, I think there's a cult element there.
And all cult members are men, basically.
But Sayara isn't.
Yeah, but she's like, but she's like the good one. So all the bad guys are. Or is she?
I think Sayara is a bit like a bad guy versus bad guy situation. Sayara, I think, is trying to hide this villain inside, and once she snaps, that villain is out, and she doesn't care.
It's like,
exactly, darkness. And you remember Kaiser Soze in Usual Suspects? When he's cornered, when his family is taken, his family are taken hostage with a knife to their throats, he has nowhere to run. He first starts by killing his own family members first, and then he kills everyone, and then he burns the world. So I think that was my motivation for Sayara, is like to have a female Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, basically, you said it before the screening, it's not a movie to please someone. It's gritty, it's dark, it's fucking violent. And like, when it comes to violence and all the things you said, like the sex, the violence, everything, when you make the movies in Turkey and it comes to financing and stuff, is it problematic for you?
Yes, every time I find a new crazy person or people who are willing to invest, and I wish I was able to do like more movies, but like it takes time and effort, and like disappointment after disappointment, and you don't give up, and then you put it to the shelf, you go for another film, and then you take it from the shelf 2 years later, maybe. So it's you claw your way. But I'm super happy so far that like I was able to do this film, and in a way I'm kind of like back to my horror roots, because after Housewife I didn't do a horror film for maybe 6-7 years now. Field Guide to Evil was there. And then I have a children's post-apocalyptic adventure film, which I love, but it's not horror. And then I did a call girl drama, little limited series for Blue TV back home, which I again love, but it's not horror, you know. Second season is genre, but it's a crazy other story, but I'll tell you some in another episode. So yeah, going back to true horror was very therapeutic for me.
Yeah, especially when you love it so much, so you can do what you love again. And also when it comes, just another follow-up question on that, when it comes to like all the political elements in your movie, they are clear, as you said, it's all connected to the government, you have like this Putin reference, you have lots of like statements in there. Is this something you can freely do when you shoot the movie?
If you're not going mainstream, yeah, if you're going really low budget, yeah. I mean, I think when, as I'm doing my films very low budget, I'm also buying my creative license. You know, the deal I make with the production company is like, I'm gonna gift you this movie for a very little budget, but you don't touch anything. You don't touch my editing, you don't touch my writing. You know, this is the kind of deal I do. Also, like when I'm like finding actors, also when I'm finding crew members, you know, the budget element is always there to make a deal, saying we pay little but creative license maximum, okay? And also whoever's in for that little budget, that's also like a thing to choose, you know. I want those kind of people who are in for it for the juice, you know, who are in for, not for the money.
Okay, so yeah, you buy your creativity, you buy your freedom with it. Yeah, okay, that's amazing. That's really amazing. So, yeah.
One other thing, like in terms of like influences and everything, in terms of the revenge aspect of it, I was very inspired by Korean movies like I Saw the Devil and Chaser, and those movies have something very very deviant, very like almost like torturing the audience, almost toying with the audience, like that element in it. So, and it was always at the back of my, I had some like very physical references, like the knife scene at the car. It was like straight out from I Saw the Devil. But also like in terms of like the mindset, those South Korean thrillers, like Yellow Sea, like those movies were like at the back of my head while I was doing this film.
Yeah, and revenge plots are always very gritty, and that's what you want to achieve. And I think your movie was like the kind of grittiness and violence also you don't like cheer about, like not in a way like we just saw Kill here, the Indian movie in Savoy Cinema, and it was the kind of like you laugh about the violence because it gets so repetitive and it gets so quirky, and your violence in Sahara is not like to laugh about. It's so dark, it goes right down your throat. And I think this is what you wanted to achieve, right?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Like, I need to quote you on that.
You're free to do that. It was directly what we said. We said next to each other after the movie. It's like this was something like you not enjoy it. You enjoy it as a movie, but you don't enjoy what you see because it gets right to your face. And it's so evil and dark and gory and it's not the fun way. It's the movie fun way, but the story which is told is so dark. It just hits you.
Yeah, I mean, like there are like making a movie like this also has these like elements where you as the filmmaker are kind of like being really open there. Okay, I mean, many people who watch this film think that I thrive on real life violence. Many people maybe think that I hate women, I hate people. I love violence, you know, like you as a filmmaker, when you make a film like this, especially an indie film, when there is not a big company behind it, yeah. You put yourself out there for all those people to like maybe throw stones at you, you know. For instance, there are little things like when the guy is like kicking the girl and like swearing at her, like I feel embarrassed like sometimes when I'm watching it in the audience, you know, but like when I'm writing it, I have to go down there to exercise it from me, you know. I think that's what a good artist should do, try to do, like, so there's this very famous Turkish actor called Erol Taş, and he was famous for being hated by the public. In the 70s, in the 60s, because he was the first villain. He always played villains.
Okay.
And when he was sometimes like walking in the street, like people were throwing stones. Like this is like he's famous, but also many times like he was like exposed to this. So I always like think of him like because I get a lot of bad rap from all kinds of people.
This is something like you think is over, you know. We're living in a society like it's all movies. People know that, and still you get that, yeah.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I'm not sure if I get that with Sayara as much as I thought I would, because like I think, interestingly enough, as I said again, like Baskin is watched by so much more people, so it's like it's very early to compare. Mm-hmm. But in Turkey, like I think many of my friends and some of my followers, they loved Sayara really, they really loved it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like surprised. I'm very happy about it, but yeah, we'll see as it goes, as it makes more tours, we'll see.
Yeah, this is crazy. Hope you don't get thrown things at the streets, really.
Literally, I am on some levels online, on Twitter, like I am already, like,
Yeah, you're quite active on social, yeah. So you get.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say this, but like I got lynched and cancelled like more than a couple times on Twitter, and but they can't really cancel me because I'm very anti-mainstream. Like I'm so anti-mainstream, I'm already canceling myself. You know, like there was a thing like they were protesting the digital platform that I did the TV series for.
Yeah.
They were protesting that, but like they already hated me because I was like criticizing for everything they do anyway. So my brother one day told me, John, like stop writing to Twitter. You're a visual guy. Stick to Instagram. Just and I promised my brother, okay, I'm not gonna. Because sometimes I go like too much.
And these days, everyone gets canceled on Twitter, so it's not even hard. So you just have to write anything. So Don't worry about that, man. Yeah, coming to horror and more. So you're now touring with the film. It's not out yet, as I said, worldwide. So it's getting US premiere, etc. So for now, it's all Sayara. Do you have anything in mind? Anything in your cupboard? What's up next? Can you say anything, or it's Sayara for now?
I'm not sure if I can officially say anything, but I'm on something which I might be shooting in November.
A genre movie?
Yeah, I do have a couple genre movies on the side. I don't know which one gets green light first. Or maybe they don't get green light for another year. So that's how it goes. But I think one of them will get green light in either two, three months. I feel I'm very close, but I can't say it now.
Yeah, of course. So we hopefully see you again on Fantasy Film Fest with a new film, of course.
I'm not sure if it's going to be as bloody, because once you do a certain type of film, you want to go up, steer a bit other way. And for some time, I was I don't want to do as dark. My next film should be a little different, and then I'm going to go dark again. Yeah, but I had enough of darkness with Sayara, especially because I edited the film myself. And shooting the film is one thing. On the set, it's always it's always a very exciting atmosphere, and you're nervous, but you're nervous in a way an artist is to get his all your crew. You're all fighting against time to get the right results. But when you're writing and editing, it's a very lonely place, and sometimes it gets very conflicting, you know.
So you lose yourself in your own movie, basically.
Yeah, I try to do every movie as it's my last movie. honestly, even Baskin, I was doing it maybe I'll never do another movie again, you know. So I have to give 100%, and it's you can't give 100% every time with this darkness, either you go crazy. You have to go a little bit like this, and then I'll come again. Also, and then come again, I think.
Yeah, don't lose yourself in the darkness like in Sayara.
Exactly.
So other things would be very devastating for yourself maybe sometime. So, any last words to our German horror movie fans out there?
So, yeah, if you want to see a martial arts movie, a realistic martial arts movie, if you want to see a jiu-jitsu movie, or if you want to see a really disturbing romantic story, you have to check out Sayara. Because it's one of those movies out there which was done by not only me, but my whole cast and crew. 90% of my cast and crew did it with not caring about the economics of it. Just to make a good movie out there and ticking all the boxes that would make it difficult to sell, you know. That would make it difficult to sell to digital platforms or outside. Even some of the major genre festivals were they stayed away from Sayara, you know. So that's why I'm super thankful for festivals like this one and the other ones that picked us. Because for me, genre festivals are still the misfit clubs, you know. Yeah. Nowadays, some of the better genre festivals, they're too close to digital platforms, maybe. You know, things are changing. So, but these festivals are getting more important now. So, yeah. Yeah, stick with horror.
Support festivals, support horror, support Sayara. That's I think that's what we said for. One girl after the movie, she was Turkish, I think, here in Hamburg. She said normally she only saw Turkish love movies or something, and it was quite funny. Everyone was laughing, and she never experienced something like Sayara before, and it was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, many of my friends, especially, they're not horror. You and I were used to horror films, right? People who kind of forgot the horror films of the 90s and the early 2000s, or maybe younger people who aren't exposed to those kind of horror films. When they watch this film in Turkey, they're like, oh my God, can you do a movie like this? I mean, many of my friends, they say this is the most brutal film they've ever seen in their life. And they're not kidding. You and I, we can't say that. Even we see the most brutal movie today, I mean, we grow up with all the craziest of the crazy movies. So we can't say that. But people who are not associated with genre so much, when they see Sayara, they say this is the most brutal shit they've ever seen. And I love that. I love to get that crazy reaction.
Yeah, I know. And I even read from horror movie maniacs that Sayara was out of a league they haven't even seen before. So yeah, we know that shit, but even for some fans, it's even beyond what they saw. So.
Yeah, because I think it's angry. Somebody in Neuchâtel Film Festival called it the meanest, angriest film. And I think, because I was also trying to pinpoint why it's like this. So it's that anger, and I think it's that anger in it that makes it the way it is. And also, like in our world premiere in Neuchâtel Film Festival, Neuchâtel International Fantastic Film Festival, NIF, NIF was such a long name. In NIF, they had these sections, competition, this, that, yeah. And then they had the ultra movies section. And even in the ultra movies section, it was only Sayara, which had a, on the website, which had a red note saying like extremely. Extreme. What was it like? Extremely triggering for sensitive or something like that. You know, I can't remember it exactly, like, but like, yeah, you can check it on the website. I'm sure it's still there. Like extreme sensitive, warned graphic violence or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to see something like that, an extreme graphic movie, watch Sayara, keep out. And if you can still visit Fantasy Film Fest out there, please do it in the other German cities. And yeah, keep an eye out for the release of Sayara. We hopefully, of course, get it somewhere in our home cinema soon.
There's a German distributor already.
It is, so we will keep an eye out for that, and definitely we'll tell our audience where to get it when it's out. So thank you so much for your time, and we hope you get a lot of attention with Sayara, and wish you the best of luck with the movie.
Thank you for this interview.
Teşekkürler.
Teşekkürler. Awesome.